And Built to Last, probably my favorite chapter is the chapter on BHAGs. I'm American. I mean, we are the BHAG culture. Big, hairy, audacious goals. And, you know, most companies have S-bugs. They don't really have BHAGs. Small, bald, unaudacious goals. But I like BHAGs. And, like, what's the difference between a BHAG and an S-bug? Starbucks coffee came to my lab. We mentioned Starbucks earlier. They came to my lab and they said, "Well, Jim, we're proud to say we have a BHAG." Great, what is it? 2,000 stores by the year 2000. Interesting. Tell me, what makes you think that that you can achieve this? Oh, we're pretty much right on track, and it's about 100% chances we'll get it done. And what do you need to do different than you're doing now to make it happen? Oh, nothing. So what makes you think this is a big, hairy, audacious goal? Why don't you go back to Seattle? Drink some double espresso. Bounce off the walls. It's one of the things, by the way, you always wonder, like, why certain things come from certain places. Great coffee comes from Seattle. If thou shalt not have sunshine, thou shalt have caffeine. So they go off to Seattle and they bounce off the walls. They come back and they say, "We have a BHAG now," because I asked them to set a goal that would truly be audacious in a 20 to 25 year perspective. What is it? To turn the Starbucks brand into the most recognized and respected consumer brand in the world, a position that's currently held by Coca-Cola. Now that is a BHAG. It wasn't any random BHAG. It was a BHAG that reflected their three circles. What they're passionate about, what they can be the best in the world at, and what drives their economics. And the BHAG flows from their understanding of those three circles.